This is Derek Favors. Here's your Jazz Game Rewind.
Hey there, Jazz fans. I'm Kylie Young, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind. After winning six straight games last night, the Utah Jazz hit the road to head to Oklahoma City for a back end of a back-to-back. Unfortunately, the Thunder snapped the Jazz winning streak, beating Utah 100-94 behind Russell Westbrook's triple-double tonight. The Jazz led comfortably through the first three quarters of this game and went up by as many as 17 points. And even with some shooting woes in the second quarter, the Jazz still took a 47-39 lead into the locker room at the half.
The Jazz up 6 and 14 seconds left in the first half. Udo comes to set the pick, rotates it to Mitchell, drives with Paul George to the rack, layup good.
And after about 4 minutes going by in the third quarter, the Jazz went on a 13-2 run to go up by 16 points. Let's send it down to David Locke and Ron Boone with the call. The score is 54-48.
Rubio, cross-court pass to Mitchell. Beautiful crossover, drives, stops 6 feet out, fades back and hits. That kid is unreal. Scott Brooks after the game said, "I'm done talking about him as one of the best rookies and one of the best players in the league." This was after 22 games in the league. He's got 17 tonight. He's gone over 20 in 9 of his first 23 games. Paul George penetrates, passes to the corner. Carmelo catch and shoot, no good. Rebound Ingles. 4-on-2, Jazz have numbers. Bounce pass, Donovan to the rack, layup good. Beautiful pass from Joe Ingles.
And you see what Joe did. Joe made sure that his wing players were in front of him so he could tell what his options were.
Westbrook bumping and backing. Jarebko reaches in, knocks it away. Fast break again. Jarebko to the rack. Left-hander at the cup, up and in. Beautiful finish over Andre Roberson. And the Jazz, who a moment ago had me in a temper tantrum, acting like a five-year-old and seemingly on the rocks, have resiliently fought back to go up by 12 on the Jazz Radio Network. Jazz, Donovan Mitchell has 19. The rookie is being guarded by Andre Roberson and Paul George tonight. Might be the most difficult matchup he's had. Out of the timeout come the Thunder. Out top to Carmelo for a three. It's short. Great close by Jarebko. Offensive rebound of the Thunder. Driving is George. Shoves off on Donovan Mitchell. Offensive foul on Paul George. That is Paul George's seventh turnover of the night. Paul George is 2 of 6, 5 points, and 7 turnovers. Jazz by 12 here on a 6-game win streak. Roberson guarding Mitchell tightly. Pass to give to Ingles. Back up top to Mitchell. Swings it back to Ingles. Feet set. Ball wet. Splash.
Paul
three
George
ball.
Was on the floor. He sit there for a moment. Took his time getting up. And Joe Ingles had an excellent look at the basket. Knocks down a three.
And people in Indiana would tell you they are not surprised by that. Westbrook left side. Chested to George. He'll take the three. He'll hit. Nice play call right there by Billy Donovan. He had to get him engaged. 63-51. Rubio brings two defenders to him, finds a slicing Mitchell to the basket, lays it up. No, he's fouled. And Donovan will go to the line, and that's exactly what Alex Jensen said to us at halftime. You're going to have to bring cutters to the ball and to the rim the way Cephalosha did in the first half, and Mitchell executes it perfectly right there.
Yeah.
Mitchell makes both free throws. He's over 20 now for the 10th time in 24 games, which is more than LeBron James did in his first 24 games of an NBA career. 65-51, Westbrook attacks. Left side, cut off by Jarebko, double-teamed, bounces to Carmelo. Carmelo holds, now goes to work. Driving on Gobert and airballs the layup because Rudy was all over him. Rubio on the push, and a foul by Westbrook. The thing that kills me about Carmelo watching him at this stage of his career, Ron, it's not the one-on-one play, it's the amount of time he holds the ball before he goes one-on-one. So that it's as though he just takes the air out of the game and then doesn't engage his teammates. I don't know how you compound that, but there's almost like a time of possession before he goes to work. Jazz lead this by 14 with 6:30 left in the third. Thunder have lost 5 of 8 or 1-2 in a row, depending which way you look at them. High pick and roll. Rubio, left-hand dribble. Swings to the corner to Mitchell. He grabs it, drives, scoops to Jarebko. To the rack, lays it up again. How good are these guys? Oh, that's just fabulous. By 16 here in Oklahoma City.
But the dynamic of the game quickly changed as Westbrook had 11 points in the third quarter and brought the Thunder back within single digits. The Thunder took their first lead since 2-0 with 4:10 left in the fourth quarter with a driving layup from Russell Westbrook.
High pick and roll. Mitchell tries to sneak through it. It's a turnover. Westbrook picks it up, goes to the rack, lays it in. Thunder lead. First time since 2-0.
In those last 4 minutes of the game, there were three lead changes, and unfortunately, the Jazz could just not answer back as the Thunder went on a 45-15 run in the last two quarters. And the reigning MVP proved his worth tonight, scoring a game-high 34 points to go along with 13 rebounds and 14 assists. Paul George also added 21 points for the Thunder, and Steven Adams chimed in another 20, shooting 9 for 10 from the field. And although the Jazz were outscored 32-14 in the fourth quarter, it was still a big scoring night for Donovan Mitchell. He ended the game with 31 points, shooting 11 for 22 from the field, 5 of those from behind the arc, and also added in 4 assists and 5 steals. This was the 10th game this season that Donovan has scored 20 or more.
Ingles penetrates, kicks to Mitchell, catch and shoot, right side 3 is good. Donovan Mitchell with 15 to lead all Jazz scorers, and the Jazz are up 11.
Along with Donovan Mitchell's 31 points, 3 other Jazzmen scored in double digits tonight. Joe Ingles had 16, Tabo Sefolosha with 11, and Alec Burks with 11 as well.
Ingles will take a deep, deep three straight away and hit. The three ball, the Utah Jazz is still with us. Al has it, gives it to Sefolosha. 4 seconds left, back up to AB. Penetrates with 2, hangs in the air, scoops, scores!
The stat line of the game goes to Tabo Sefolosha, who ended with a team-high 8 rebounds to go along with his 11 points.
Cross-court pass, AB right corner, drives, kicks it up top. Sefolosha down the barrel, 3. Got it! That is mammoth!
The Utah Jazz are back at home on Thursday, December 7th to take on James Harden and the Houston Rockets. You can still get those tickets at utahjazz.com. Thanks for listening to Your Jazz Game Rewind. Signing off from Vivint Smart Home Arena, I'm Kylie Young.